This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country as well as around the world via the satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for their service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, right off the bat, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Okay, let's see. Here we go again. Let me see what I got to do to correct that situation. Kyle, you hang on. I'll be right back to you. Apparently, he can't hear me, so I'll be right back. Bobby Palermo, and we're going to get Kyle back on the air here in just a second. But I'll tell you this, folks, tonight the big news definitely is coming out of the court system of the United States. And the thing of it is we have a judge that overruled another judge, an Obama appointee, and what happened was the House Democrats' lawsuit over Trump's use of emergency military funds for the border wall was overruled. So guess what? The president is going to be able to use the military funds for the wall, and it looks like we're going to get 170 miles of wall built with this money. $6.7 billion from other projects has been put into the wall construction, and it's full speed ahead, build the wall right now. So there you go. But it is what it is, and it's a great thing for America and all that's going on here right now, because again, when you talk about the United States and you talk about all the different things that we have have to offer and the declared national emergency that the president rendered this past February, and then immediately right after that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats filed suit in April and charged that the president was stealing from appropriated funds. Well, the first judge, who was an Obama appointee, agreed with the Democrats. The second judge, who is not an Obama appointee, agreed with the president, and he just blew the Democrats out of the water with his decision that he made, because he said, here we go, he says that the case does not touch or concern the question whether Congress has standing to bring a suit against the president, and the Supreme Court has found that there's no federal analog to initiate the power of the Congress to be able to take away emergency powers like this when the president takes money for emergency reasons. And I kind of thought when this was done to begin with that this was the way it was going to be. I kind of thought this was what was going to happen. And apparently it has. So there you go. But I will tell you that this is a tremendous announcement that a Washington, D.C. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden threw out the House Democrats' lawsuit seeking an injunction against President Trump's emergency border wall funding the reallocation, saying that the matter is fundamentally a political dispute and that the politicians lack standing to make a legal case. In other words, they have no case. So they're going to be squawking about that one all day long, I'm sure, Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and company. But guess what? Too bad, so sad, as they say in the business. Too bad, so sad, as they say in the business. So there you go. Now, it's a great day in the neighborhood. And when you can get something like that going, you know that you've got a really good arm going with you. So there you go. But we'll do what we can here during the break, and we'll see if we can get Kyle back on, because Kyle's waiting very patiently, and I don't know what the problem is, but maybe on his line for all I know. But anyway, it is what it is. And don't forget that today, have lunch with the captain at the Mission Barbecue. I'll be there at 5602 West Waters Avenue at the north end of the runway there in what's called Town and Country, the Town and Country section of Tampa. So have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue, today, 12 noon to 1:30, and we're going to have a pretty good crowd there today, I do believe. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much. And that is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are back. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at the Geico Insurance Agency closest to you, because I am a customer, a client of Geico, and I got a great rate, and I got a great personal touch with it, with a local agent too, and all I had to do was go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and in doing so, guess what? I asked them for a quote, they gave me a quote, they gave me the name of an agent, I went over to the agent, got everything filled out, saved some money, and I've been with them for a number of years now. But Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, serving over 21 million drivers and counting. And they can give you insurance coverage for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even your snowmobile. And it can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agency. So go online, look them up, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or look them up in the phone book at Geico. The insurance agent, find your local agent. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, are you with us now? Okay, I can hear him typing away in there. But, all right, we don't seem to be able to, get him. All righty, so too bad, so sad, I guess, Kyle. That's the way it goes. We got to fix the phone here somehow so that we can get you in there. But anyway, I'm going to go to an audio here. And hang in there, Kyle. We'll try to get this fixed in a minute. I'm going to go to an audio here. The London mayor yesterday and the president were going back and forth. They were trashing each other back and forth. And for some reason,
for some reason, this mayor just doesn't get it. And I would strongly suggest to our president, Donald Trump, that he just let this chump hang on his own and let him run his own mouth, because he's no example, not even in the same category as our president. He's ruined England. The crime rate has gone way up. Things are not as good as they were. And this guy's just been a disgrace to the mayor's office in London, in my opinion. But listen to what he had to say.
But you see no distinction then between the office of the president and the occupant of that office. I mean, if there isn't a time to roll out the red carpet for the United States president, surely, you know, the commemorations that he is attending, surely that is the occasion on which he should.
Well, look, there are other close allies coming for the commemorations. They're not getting a state banquet costing millions of pounds. And my point is this. Some of the things Donald Trump has done over the last 2-3 years, Londoners find abhorrent and offensive. Rolling back the reproductive rights of women, separating children from their parents on the Mexican border, introducing a ban on Muslim-majority countries, standing up and defending white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and anti-Semites in Charlottesville, amplifying messages from racists in this country, walking away from the Paris Climate Accord, and I could go on. And my frustration with our Prime Minister is she's not willing to say boo to a goose.
What do you think it would do to the nominally special relationship for Donald Trump to be told that the red carpet wouldn't be rolled out?
Well, look, there's no reason at all why we can't have good relations with the USA. Look.
Well, okay, but you see what's going on here? So, who knows? Who knows what's going on? And I don't really know what's going to happen, but if I were the president, I would forget all about this mayor altogether. I would forget all about this mayor. So it would be time for me to concentrate more on what you could do being there and being with the royals and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, what a display. You talk about gorgeous. How about our First Lady, Melania Trump? How about that, Melania Trump? Unbelievable. Unbelievably gorgeous. And all I can say, that's just fantastic. Now, Eric Swalwell yesterday, not to be outdone and trying to be relevant, was on a town hall on CNN, and he talked about CNN thinking about, he suggested that CNN, the network that nobody watches, should leave Georgia. Listen to this.
Women's reproductive rights are under attack in this country as my home state of Georgia and other states around the country try to undermine Roe v. Wade. How will you ensure that a woman's right to autonomy over her own body and access to care is not determined by the state in which she lives?
Yeah. Well, first, my wife and I really deeply believe that it's her body, her choice, and that should be for every woman in America. Here's what I'll do as president. As president, I would only appoint justices who upheld the law, including the precedent that is Roe v. Wade. But I don't want us to aim so low that we just protect what so many women generations ago marched and worked really hard to make sure was there. I want us to repeal the Hyde Amendment that says that only a woman with private health care insurance can make that decision. But I also want to tell every young man in America today, you have a duty and a responsibility right now to link arms with young women in America and make sure that we're all in this to make sure that a woman has a right to choose. It's her decision. The government is never a part of that right. That's a responsibility that young men have too right now. So find young women, march with them. On that topic,
as folks here in Atlanta know very well, it's now become an economic issue because you have companies, particularly in film and television, a lot of films and television shows shot in the Atlanta area, but you have Netflix, Disney, NBC Universal, Warner Media, which owns CNN. They've all warned they may halt business here if that law goes into effect. I wonder, do you support that kind of economic boycott?
Yeah, if that law goes into effect, I absolutely do, and CNN may have to move. There's a lot of young women who work at CNN who will be affected.
A lot of women in the audience tonight.
I think Swalwell was more concerned about the women in the audience than he was anything else, but telling CNN that he thinks that they've got to move. Isn't that something? Isn't that just ducky that that they have to do that? Now, here's the other thing, folks. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. The Democrats are reaching. They're really reaching. Because one of the other things that happened yesterday was the Texas Attorney General, who I really am beginning to like, his name is Ken Paxton, he said that apparently the flow of immigrants coming across the border has slowed down because of the tariff threat that may already be working on the Mexican side of the border. Now, how about that? Now, Mexico has sent its foreign minister and secretary of the economy to Washington to try to make the case that their country is doing enough to stem the flow of migrants from Central America. But Paxton said the numbers don't show their efforts or a success. Now, the Mexican officials are scheduled to meet with the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and our Secretary of State, who'll be back from overseas on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while Paxton said his state doesn't want the tariffs, they are a last-ditch effort to get the Mexican government to respond. And when you talk about money and losing resources, you get action. Paxton went on to say, I think that's where President Trump is, and I applaud him for continuing his efforts. Now, think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. Amazing stuff. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and they said it's a beautiful night where they're at, and I don't know if they're going north or south here, but you guys be safe out there tonight, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, as the night progresses. But anyway, those are a couple of really good news items that I'm sure you didn't hear very much about. Number one, the lawsuit that the president has won and shut the Democrats down from the funds, the DOD funds that are being used as an emergency to build the wall. And the wall is going to be built. And by the way, the other thing is the two different civilian groups that are out there right now, with the build the wall groups that they've got, and the other one is I Will Build the Wall or something like that, two different things. There's about $40 million between the two of them, and they're doing it privately on private land. All right, I'll be right back right after this bottom of the hour break, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit.
Royal reception, President Trump and the First Lady in London, a busy first day during the state visit, as the President meets with the Queen of England at a lavish state dinner, Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves, President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The violence in Chicago at an all-time high, murder after murder. This weekend alone, an astounding 52 people shot, 10 people killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"Yeah, we still have more work to do."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Love Machine? Oh, 10-4, Big Pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
sponsored on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal, and Bears was walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night. Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell, and the devil was dirty lie.
Convoy. Kyle Warren, are you there?
I'm here, Captain.
All right, we got Kyle on the phone, and thank you very much. And we're back live and in living color with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, we're going to keep you here until 3. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, listen, I got a situation here with the Boeing aircraft company. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but the problems with Boeing is still there. It's worse now, I think, than what it was before, because Boeing is facing yet another obstacle while trying to get its once popular 737 Mac 8 back in the air, where this time it's faulty wing parts. Did you hear about this?
Well, I know that they've been having some other issues, and what we're hearing, the last I heard, Captain, was that they expected the 737s to be back in the air, like, uh-huh, towards the end of the year, this kind of thing. But they've been doing some simulated flights with the FAA monitoring that, and, of course, this big software fix that we've heard about is part of that, I believe, and so we're going to have to see if they feel confident about it. And also, it's about the passengers themselves. I talked to a person I know who's a frequent flyer, and I said, do you want to get on a 737 airplane?
He's no. No. Well, here's the other part of this, okay? The aircraft manufacturer Boeing warned on Sunday that 41, now that's 41, the number 41, 737 MAX and next generation planes have faulty slat tracks. Now, this is a part of the wing that's important for takeoff and landing. They could prematurely fail, or they could crack. Now, it's also urged for almost 3 other planes to be checked in case they're affected. Now, while a faulty slat track will not cause a plane to crash, it could lead to aircraft damage during the flight and make the aircraft slightly difficult to operate. Well, duh on that one. And he said there's been no accidents reported due to this faulty part. Well, big deal.
Well, right. Well, I think part of their scrutiny of the 737 as a result of this terrible tragedy that occurred, and then of course the once over of the software and the systems and so forth has perhaps brought this to light, and I think they'd be very wise to not let the plane fly until they've gotten over everything on this whole thing.
Now, the Federal Aviation Administration also plans to issue a directive that orders airlines to inspect their planes within the next 10 days, so that's going to kind of put a crimp in everybody's style, because here we go again, right?
Well, exactly. But again, it's the confidence of the public in flying in general, and when you have this kind of specific thing, and especially for a company like Boeing, which is the counter essentially to Airbus.
Oh yeah.
There's only really 2 of these big companies that do this kind of thing. So this is a major problem. Could affect a lot of people and a lot of jobs.
And here's the thing: following the 2 crashes of its planes that ended up killing more than 300 people for something totally different than what we're talking about, Boeing has struggled to regain the public's trust, and it's no wonder. And this newest safety issue isn't going to help. Now, we've got peak travel season starting right now. Airlines are scrambling to ensure they have enough aircraft to meet the demand, and some airlines that relied on the MAX 8 jet have had to cancel thousands of flights during the summer while the planes remain grounded. And until they get those planes back, back, there aren't enough aircraft from other airlines to carry all the passengers that want to ride.
That's exactly right. And so part of that, too, is if you are traveling, be sure that obviously you're in contact with your air carrier, and then allow a lot of extra time perhaps to make those trips to try to compensate for a lot of the what could be major delays.
Now, there was something else here that the Supreme Court decided that we found out about yesterday. In a highly technical ruling, the Supreme Court on Monday said an Obama-era rule change on how Medicare reimbursements to hospitals are made should be done away with because officials did not follow the proper regulations in implementing it.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, a lot of these Obama-era things, I think, are also coming under greater scrutiny, and especially when it comes to health care. And we're going to see, of course, how that will affect things.
And this was a 7-1 decision. It ruled for the hospitals, which had sued over the 2014 Obamacare policy because it had reduced their payments for serving low-income patients due to a change in a payment formula. Now, the Health and Human Services Department has said that the dispute implicates up to $4 billion in payments to hospitals. Wow.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm curious, will anybody run over and interview Obama about this?
Well, here's what the Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote in issuing the majority opinion. He said, because affected members of the public received no advance warning and no chance to comment first on the new policy concerning the payment formula, and because the government had not identified a lawful excuse for neglecting its statutory notice and comment obligations, we agree with the Court of Appeals that a new policy cannot stand. Now, in the dissenting opinion, Justice Stephen Breyer said it was not necessary for the type of agency action to in question to go through the full notice and comment process. He was 1-7 voted for it, 1 voted against it. And the majority opinion also pointed out that the size and scope of Medicare emphasized that even seemingly modest modifications to the program can affect the lives of millions.
Well, right, and certainly, typically, when we see this kind of waiting in the waiting of the issue in the Supreme Court, where you have 7-1, basically, then you can tell that transcends
almost unanimous.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It transcends perhaps any other sort of predilections that might exist as human beings, but this is another reason why we have a Supreme Court. We're supposed to have a final say, the final say on the law of the land, and so that will move forward now.
And one thing Justice Gorsuch went on and wrote to complete the discussion here was, as Medicare has grown, so has Congress's interest in ensuring that the public has a chance to be heard before changes are made to its administration, because we all know that the days of Obamacare are numbered.
Well, they certainly are, and this is why I think you see Kamala Harris and others trying to push the Medicare for All thing to try to send that back.
Well, you hold that thought, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We got one more segment to go here. Top of the hour coming up after Kyle. We got some more stuff to talk about, and then there's a lot of things going on. We're going to take a look at England next.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and don't forget about the fact that if you're out there trucking on the highways and byways tonight, especially in the state of Florida, listen up, this is important for anybody on I-75 going north out of South Florida or coming south out of Georgia or anywhere to the north. We had a truck yesterday, semi, hit the bridge on I-10 over... over I-10, which was I-75, the road running north and south. And it seriously damaged one of the pillars underneath. Now, they have shut down I-75 at I-10. You have to take a detour, and the detour is going to take you out in the country and then back down onto the interstate. So, I understand the traffic is backed up. I understand it's slow, and the only alternative I have to anybody going up I-75 is you get over on 95, maybe you go up 301 up there to I-10, run it over towards Jacksonville, and then if you're going up towards Charlotte, take it up that way, cut up through 26 and all that to get up to Charlotte and then take 77 up. That's the only suggestion I have. But where I-75 and I-10 come together, the bridge over I-10, I-75 was damaged by a truck yesterday that hit the bridge and damaged one of the pillars, and they've shut it down, not only I-10, but also I-75. So regardless of which road you're on, you're going to have to get off and take a detour that's going to literally run you miles around that bridge in that intersection. And I know it's backed up right now. I know Trucker Ed is probably headed in that general direction. And Trucker Ed, if you want to check in and let me know what you're seeing, I'd appreciate it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, I had to get that out there because that's the truckers that aren't aware of that. When they get up on 75 and they get past the point of no return, they're going to have a real problem.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you did. I saw something about that on a headline, so I'm glad that you were able to bring it out to their attention.
Yeah, well, it's very serious because it's not the first time it's happened down here. Usually it's when a gas tanker or something like that explodes and then they damage the bridge that way, but that wasn't the case this time, and I'm not wishing that that happened either because that makes it even worse when that happens. All right, you know, Adam Schiff, your buddy out there, California Congressman Adam Schiff, has said that the Attorney General William Barr, declassifying the information, he's going to be doing so in a selective way to mislead the story and direct people away from what the truth is. Is this guy so desperate now that he can't figure out that he's been caught with his hands in a cookie jar?
Well, I think he does know to a great extent that they are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and I think they probably have a room full of people sitting around trying to figure out, and I'm just sort of speaking metaphorically here, but it's like they're sitting around a table trying to figure out how they can spin this. What sort of yarn can they create? For example, William Barr is only going to declassify this information in such a way that it helps Trump or this kind of stuff, which is the same exact kind of thing of making this stuff up out of whole cloth that we even saw with the entire genesis of the Russia hoax. So they're just trying Plan B, Plan C, Plan D, literally wanting to simply go out and say something, and it'll get covered on the news media. So it sounds like an opinion that he has, but it's not really. It's just a story.
Well, we've had Kirsten Gillibrand, who Sunday night got some free airtime on Fox. You know, they're offering the Democratic candidates an opportunity to come on there and render some of their opinions, and apparently she and Chris Wallace got into it a couple times. But here is what she had to say when Chris Wallace talked to her about gun rights, and she went off on the NRA, which, by the way, yesterday retaliated against her and put out her support of the NRA that she was very more than happy to do back in 2008 when she ran then. Here we go.
I heard the three points you specifically made. Having said that, none of them would have prevented what happened in Virginia Beach. This gentleman, he didn't buy an assault weapon. He had two handguns. He bought them legally. So how do you prevent? I understand that all of your plans aren't going to stop all of them, but is there anything you could have done that would have stopped this terrible incident?
Yeah, stop being beholden to the NRA like President Trump is. He does President Trump's bidding. Remember, after the shooting in Las Vegas, he said, yeah, we're going to ban the bump stocks. Did he ban the bump stocks? No, because the NRA came crashing down and said, don't you dare do any restrictions on our gun.
Now, wait a minute. She just lied. He did ban the bump stocks. They're illegal.
Yep, exactly right.
My God, this woman. Okay, let me keep going. This woman, she lied right off the bat.
Around this country. It is such a false choice. The NRA is lying to the American people. It is not about the Second Amendment. It is about gun sales. Be very clear. If you are not supporting the Violence Against Women's Act, it's because you want to make sure an abuser who has a restraining order against him can buy a weapon. It is literally about greed and corruption and making sure the status quo says the same. Do not let them lie to you. The things that I told you, the three things I want to accomplish, almost all Americans support getting that done. Most NRA members support getting that done. So it's not about one gun death, Chris, because if it was, we would have done this long ago. We would have done something after the Sandy Hook shooting. We would have done something after the hundreds of gun deaths we've seen under President Trump and over the last decade. But Congress has no guts. They got no spine because they're bought and paid for.
Okay. The hundreds of deaths by guns under President Trump. How about the hundreds of deaths, or should I say thousands of deaths, in Chicago under a Democratic mayor named Rahm Emanuel, now continuing with a new female mayor, where they had 52 people shot and wounded over the weekend, 10 killed in the deadliest weekend so far in 2019 in Chicago. How about that?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Captain. I'm so glad you mentioned the ongoing tragedy that's happening in Chicago. You're right. Oh, some 52 people shot, 10 have been killed, we understand. Now, Chicago has some of the tightest gun control laws ever, and they haven't just been there for the last few years. They've been there since the 1970s.
That's right.
Actually. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you also had the almost unprecedented thing, and then certain municipalities followed suit after a municipality in the Chicago suburbs began to ban the sale of guns or ban guns, and then others followed suit. And so what you have is evidently exactly what many of the liberals are calling for. We got to ban the guns and all this kind of stuff. But we're seeing this area where this policy has been implemented, and this is one of the most violent places that you can go, most unfortunately. And so it's, you know, it really is, it's a problem of the heart. It's a hatred problem. It's also a problem where we're not taking care of the things in our society the way that we should.
And in the case of Kirsten Gillibrand, it's a case of her lying to the people on national television by saying that the president did nothing about bump stocks. He most certainly did. They passed legislation about it. It's currently illegal to have a bump stock. It absolutely positively is. And I don't know where the hell her head was in all this, but I've got a couple of friends that have got bump stocks, and they've just been waiting for somebody to come knocking at the door, if you will. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, there was a federal ban on bump stocks soon after the horrible massacre in Las Vegas back in October of 2016.
There sure was. Yep.
And people were given, and maybe Senator Gillibrand can hear this, but the owners of these things were given 90 days to turn them in or destroy them.
Correct.
And so this is a big deal. Maybe she missed it.
She obviously did when she lied about it and said he didn't do anything about it. That's just not true.
Well, of course. They see, these are the things that she's practiced saying. That this is the script that she's on.
And she wants to be president?
And she wants to be president. And
we caught her in a lie?
Oh, well, sure.
And I'm not Chris Wallace, and neither are you. We're just a couple of little guys on an overnight radio show talking to the country, and we found this out, and nobody else called her on it? Nobody else called her on it? Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Well, she went off attacking Fox News anyway.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace didn't take too kindly
right.
to that.
Well, look, before I run out of time, I want you to get an ample opportunity to tell everybody how we can hear your great little show.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
You know something, and I keep saying little, and I'm using it in a nice way.
Of course.
We're the little guys that could. How do you like that?
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be here. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget, today I am going to be over at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, from 12 noon to 1:30. Now, they play the national anthem at 12 noon, so if you want to be there for that, you want to get there a little bit early. And we have a table all set up. We'll be right there. Colonel Jim is going to be joining us, Colonel Jim Warshak, USAF retired colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He'll be there with us, and we'll have our normal cast of characters there from the Captain's Army and some other folks that dropped by too. So, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.